Hey, 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 mama girl. It is your friendly IntelliTravel independent travel agent, Jamie, here, and I am turning family vacations into unforgettable family adventures. And today we are diving into the ultimate countdown checklist to get you and your crew ready to take off. So whether you are packing up for a beach trip or a mountain trip or maybe a magical theme park, listen, knowing what to do 30 days, 15 days, and even 7 days before your trip can save your sanity. And we need this, honey. We care about our peace. We do. We do not want to give it away to anybody. And so we do things to make sure we maintain it. So grab your favorite drink, take a deep breath, and let's get you vacation ready in a stress-free way. You ready? Yes. Let's go. All right, mama girl. All right, mama girl. All right, mama girl. I'm super excited to talk about this topic. I'm super excited to talk about all the topics that I talk about. But this one hits home for me because I'm all about staying organized. I'm all about making sure that everything is doing what it needs to do so that I can enjoy myself wherever I'm going for however long I'm going to be there. So let's talk about the things. When you are planning your trip, you've already booked everything. Everything's good to go. Now you just chill and wait until you get to the actual travel date. I want you to think 30, 15, 7, okay? I want you to make sure that you are doing stuff at the 30-day mark, you're doing stuff at the 15-day mark, and you're doing stuff at the 7-day mark so that when it comes time for your D-day, your trip day, we'll call it T-day, not D-day, your T-day, everybody knows what they need to be doing, where they need to be, how they need to be there, what they need to bring, no confusion anywhere whatsoever, so that everybody has a good time for this trip, okay? Stress-free, and the only way to do that is being organized. So, without further ado, let us talk about this 30 days. What should you be doing 30 days before your trip? Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure you are double-checking your booking confirmations. Call these hotels, because if you're using these third-party booking sites, sometimes the information isn't always transferred over to the hotel, and it might take a little bit for the hotel to find the reservation to be able to accommodate you and your family or your crew, whoever is going with you. So call the hotel at least 30 days prior to your trip to make sure that the booking is confirmed and that they have everything squared away for you and your family, okay? Next, you want to do, if you are going across the seas, you want to make sure that you have all your travel documents in order. You want to make sure you have all your travel documents in order if you're staying in the States too. But especially if you're going across the seas, you want to make sure you have your real ID. Your real ID. You want to make sure that you have a valid passport. You want to make sure that you have any visas that you might need. You want to make sure that you have your travel insurance, all of that. All of your travel documents, you want to make sure that they are in order before you leave out for your trip, and the 30-day mark is the perfect time to do that, okay? You also want to make sure that you are finalizing any itinerary details. Go over everything that you want to do with your family on your vacation and make sure that everything is booked. All the things that you are able to pay for in advance are paid for in advance. Everything is booked. Y'all know where y'all going, what time y'all going. There's no confusion, so when you get there, everything is good, okay? These are the type of things that you want to do 30 days out. You want to start planning the outfits that you and your family will be wearing while y'all are on vacation, and you want to make sure that if there are any vaccines or anything like that that you need to have before you go on your trip, that you schedule those doctor's appointments to get those vaccines so that you are staying healthy while you are gone. These are things that you should be doing 30 days out. All right, mama girl. So we talked about what to do 30 days out. So let's talk about what to do 15 days out. 15 days out, you are getting more refined. 30 days, you right here at the top of the funnel. 15 days, you coming down to the middle of the funnel. And the middle of the funnel means that there's some more details that you have to consider. Here are some of the things you need to consider 15 days before your trip. One of the major things that I think is pretty major is making sure that all of your medications are in order. So if you take medicines on a daily basis, if you take vitamins on a daily basis, supplements on a daily basis, allergy medicine, any type of medication, make sure you have pain relievers. Make sure you have all of those things together for your trip. Mama girl, also make sure you have your prescription so that if something, heaven forbid, happened, like you misplaced the medication or the medication falls overboard and into the sea, you at least have that prescription so that you can refill it while you are away from home and not go without your medication. You also want to make sure 15 days out that you are planning, if you have pets like I do, you want to make sure you know where the pet is going, how long the pet is going to stay, making sure that the place you want to take the pet is accommodating, that they have room for your pet, that you have all the food that you need, that the pet gets all the shots that they need so that they are healthy while they are at the boarding facility or at the relative's house or wherever they are, that they are staying healthy, that they're keeping that person healthy, and that they come back to you the same way they left you, if not better. That is the goal. That is the goal for all pets and all traveling without the pets, that they enjoy their vacation from you just like you enjoy your vacation from them. We want them to be healthy and happy too. And pet care is definitely something that you need to consider 15 days prior to your trip. When it comes to airplanes, you know travel size is the way to go. If you're doing a road trip, not necessarily so much, but you still want to make sure that you have your toothpaste, toothbrushes, floss, deodorant, lotion, soap, things like that, toiletries, to make sure that you are staying, your hygiene is staying where it needs to be. Also, this is the time to shop for last minute items for your outfits, making sure that you have everything you need. Go ahead and check the weather, see what the weather is doing during the time of your visit. So if you need to pack like a umbrella or a poncho, if you need to pack a coat, if it's going to be a little bit cold, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, make sure you are checking the weather so that your outfits are appropriate for the destination that you are going to. Another thing that you should do is, again, print all your travel documents. I said check to make sure that your travel documents are valid and are in order. 30 days out, 15 days out, you want to go ahead and print those documents and have copies upon copies upon copies stashed away in different locations just in case that you need them, in case you lose a copy, okay? Things like that is what you should be doing 15 days before your trip. Now, let's talk about things to do 7 days before your trip. First and foremost, mama girl, 7 days out, I want you to make sure that you are packing your suitcase. Pack your suitcase. You did all that work to make sure that you have the appropriate clothing. You did all that work to make sure you have all of your toiletries. Put all that work in the suitcase so it goes with you and not stay home, okay? Also, I want to make sure that you are charging all of your charging devices. So your portable chargers, make sure those are fully charged and packed along with their cords. You want to make sure that you have your iPads, your phones, all these things so that you can enjoy your trip the way you want to when it comes to your devices. I also want you to make sure that you are confirming your transportation. So if you are going in an airplane or if you're going on a train to your destination, make sure that your bookings are confirmed, that you know the times you are supposed to be there, you know the flights you're supposed to be on, so that there is no confusion when you get to the airport, there's no confusion when you get to the train station, you know where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, that way you do not miss your ride, okay? Also, I want you to make sure that you are cleaning out the fridge. If you have fresh produce like vegetables and fruits in your refrigerator, make sure you are eating them so that way when you get back, you don't come back to a stinky house. That is the worst way to return home to something dead is quite unfortunate for all parties involved. So please make sure that you are cleaning out your fridge before you go. And you also want to make sure this is the time to leave the emergency contacts with all your information, your itineraries, your plan on how you're going to check in with them to make sure so they can know that you're okay and you're being safe and having a great time. Things like this, okay? All right, now I know that was a lot, and even in the allotness, that wasn't everything that is to be covered that I really feel like you need to consider when it comes to 30, 15, 7. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to include all of the things that you should be considering in the description box below for your 30-day out, 15-day out, and 7-day out to make sure that all your things, all your ducks are lined up like they're supposed to be and you are having an enjoyable time on your vacation. Yes, mama girl, yes. And just like that, mama girl, that is a wrap. You are now prepared and ready with the ultimate 30, 15, 7-day countdown to crush your family vacay with zero stress and maximum fun, mama girl, maximum fun. And if this episode gave you life and helped you breathe just a little bit easier, I want you to share it with your mama squad, honey. We do not keep stuff. We are not gatekeepers here in this community. We share it with everybody so that everybody can grow and flourish and thrive in all things travel. And if you are saying, you know what, Jamie, all this was cute, it was real cute, but I'm more interested in you doing it for me. Girl, I got you. Girl, I got you. Head over to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. And we can start this thing today. Until next time, mama girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist because we do not have time for that. No, ma'am. We do not. We're not existing. We are living, okay? Okay, until next time, I'm a girl. Peace.